Cthulhu Death May Die review, you go insane, then you shoot a god in the face. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Cthulhu. Death May Die is a 1-5 player cooperative dice combat board game by Eric M. Lang and Rob Daviau, CMON, 90-120 minutes. Where investigators in the 1920s deliberately complete a cultist's ritual to drag an elder one into our world at its most vulnerable, then gun it down. Its signature hook is inverted sanity. Losing your mind is good because each step toward madness unlocks more dice and abilities. But hit the end of the insanity track and your investigator dies. Fear of the Unknown, Amazon ASIN B0C18YL722, is the current standalone playable core, a complete game in one box with 10 investigators, 6 episodes, and 2 great old ones, Tsathagua and Azathoth. Season 2, B07Z7D443R, is an expansion, not a standalone. If you want the splashiest minis in tabletop and a Lovecraft game you can teach in 10 minutes and finish in an evening, this is the one. If that means punching Cthulhu right in his squid face, then so be it. That's how the crew at Northern Dice opened their review, and honestly, that's the whole pitch, isn't it? Every other Lovecraft game on the shelf is asking you to be careful, to investigate, to read the clue, lose the sanity, lower your eyes. Eric Lang and Rob Daviau looked at all of that reverence and asked the only question a table full of friends actually wants answered: what if we hit it instead, so you start the game already cracked? You're not a steady-handed scholar, you're a doomed pulp hero who's seen too much and decided to do something stupid and magnificent about it. You and 4 friends are going to finish the cult's ritual yourselves, yank an elder god halfway into our reality while it's still soft, and then throw fistfuls of dice at it until one of you is dead or it is. Pull up a chair. Let me walk you through the box, the madness, and exactly how you keep your first hunt from ending in a TPK. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What is Cthulhu Death May Die and what's this go insane to fight God's hook? Picture the usual Lovecraft bargain: monsters are coming and your whole job is to stop the summoning. Death May Die tears that page out. Here you're a band of investigators who've decided the only way to actually kill a god is to pull it through the veil yourselves, to complete the very ritual everyone else is trying to prevent, so the Elder One arrives weak and embodied instead of distant and untouchable. Then you shoot it in the face. The genius is in how it makes you pay. Every investigator begins with a personal insanity, and your sanity track only ever moves one direction, down. You can't heal it. What you've seen, but and this is the move that makes the whole table lean in, each threshold you cross toward madness levels YOU up. New dice. New skill tree abilities, attacking from rooms away, hitting multiple enemies, free rerolls, permanent bonus dice. So you actually want to lose your mind, just not all of it, because the skull at the end of that track is death. It's a tug of war between power and oblivion you fight inside your own head every single turn. The inversion is the whole game most horror games punish you for cracking. Death May Die rewards it right up until the moment it kills you. That single risk-reward dial does more thematic work than any amount of flavor text because the mechanic is the madness. You feel the pull to go too far. Designer's pedigree: Eric M. Lang, Blood Rage, Rising Sun, and Rob Daviau, the father of legacy games, Pandemic Legacy, Risk Legacy, two of the biggest names in modern board game design aimed squarely at pulp cosmic horror. What's in the box, the minis, the dice, the sheer plastic of it? Open Fear of the Unknown, and the first thing that happens is your jaw drops because this is CMON flexing. As always with a CMON game, and in particular a Cthulhu Death May Die product, the miniature's quality is superb. Wrote nerdly, and the two new great old ones, Tsathagua and Azathoth, are large and richly detailed. Offering an absolute dream for painters. Inside this core you get 10 unique investigators, including a sharp new archaeologist, 6 standalone episodes, 2 elder ones, fresh monster sculpts, gugs, ghasts, fishers from outside, plus this set's new toys. Relics that buff you and upgrade when you hit insanity, and harder unknown monsters for when you want to suffer. Then there are the dice. Mono Worm nailed the feeling. In proper Amory trash fashion, we are fist-fighting ancient, incomprehensible gods by throwing swelling handfuls of dice at them. The custom black combat dice feel heavy and good in the hand, the location tiles are oversized and clear, and the table presence when a god mini lands on the board is genuinely a moment. This is a game that looks like an event before anyone's rolled a thing. Fear of the Unknown core contents 10 investigators, 6 episodes, 2 great old ones, Tsathagua, Azathoth, new monster sculpts, gugs, ghasts, fishers from outside, relics, unknown monster cards. 1-5 players, 90-120 min, ages 14+. Crowded rooms are real. Multiple reviewers flag the same physical issue. The minis are so chunky and the monster counts so high that map tiles get genuinely crowded, figure placement in busy rooms can get fiddly. A known trade-off of the gorgeous sculpts. How does an episode actually play, turn by turn? Here's the rhythm, and it's why people who don't like complicated games end up loving this one. You pick an episode, the map, the ritual, the scenario rules, and pair it with an elder one, your boss, and its special minions, snap the modular pieces together, and go. On your turn, you take a small handful of actions, move, attack, use a special, and when you fight, you grab the three black dice plus any green bonus dice your skills have earned and let them fly. Tentacle results on those dice cost you sanity, remember, that's a Faustian gift. Between players, the Mythos deck does its worst, spawning enemies, moving monsters, and inching the Elder One toward the board. Discovery cards, meanwhile, hand you tools, companions, and the actual story. The flavor and narrative of the episode is revealed through these discoveries, as Mono Worm put it. Phase 1 is all about disrupting the ritual, hitting the right objectives scattered across the map. Then the ritual collapses, the god is summoned to the board, the episode rules fade, and every turn is an intense battle for survival. The beauty, it scales 1 to 5 players with no separate rules, Mythos timing tightens with player count, so a solo hunt and a 5-player hunt are tuned to be equally brutal. A scenario in play, with the great old one looming over the board, monster minis, and player areas. It teaches in 10 minutes nearly every reviewer notes the rules are surprisingly straightforward, with the scenario-specific exceptions printed right on the cards. You're not flipping through a rulebook mid-game, you're reading the card in front of you. Setup and teardown are far lighter than Arkham Horror. How do you win your first hunt? Real strategy, let's keep your table alive. The win condition is clean. Defeat the Elder One's final stage and you all win. If any single investigator hits maximum insanity and dies before the ritual is broken, everybody loses. That asymmetry should shape every decision. First lesson, straight from the Board Game Geek strategy threads and every guide I read, this is a run like hell and pray game, not a play it safe game. Plan your moves carefully does not mean dawdle, the Mythos clock is always ticking the god toward you, so move with urgency and disrupt the ritual objectives fast. Second, ride your insanity deliberately. You want to cross those early thresholds to bank the extra dice and abilities because a maxed out investigator is a monster in the final fight, but pace it so nobody is one bad tentacle roll from the skull when the boss lands. Third, focus fire and spread rolls. Build a party with a mix of muscle, range, and utility, then concentrate damage rather than chipping at everything. Fourth, respect the dice variance. Reviewers are blunt that you can get completely ruined by dice and card randomness, so use those skill-granted rerolls and bonus dice on the swings that matter, the objective you must clear, the boss stage you must close, not on mopping up trash mobs. Run hard, go a little mad on purpose, and save your best dice for the face of God. The insanity timing rule cross your early insanity thresholds on purpose. The dice and abilities you unlock are how you outdamage the boss. But map the track. Nobody should be sitting one tentacle away from the skull when the Elder One hits the board. Power up early, then play the edge. One death can end it if an investigator maxes insanity and dies before the ritual is disrupted. The whole team loses. Don't let your most cracked teammate solo a dangerous room when they're near the skull. That single loss is a group loss. Which box do you buy and how do the cores and seasons combine? This is the question that trips everyone up at the shelf, so let me be plain. The line is modular and a little sprawling. It's unfortunately cumbersome to work with this product line. Player elimination warns because content lives across multiple boxes. But the combine everything design is also its superpower. Any episode can pair with any Elder One you own. Here's the map. Fear of the Unknown, your pick one below, Amazon B0C18YL722 is effectively Season 3, and it's the current SDA and DLONE core, a complete game in one box, no other purchase required, and a clean modern on-ramp. Season 1, the original 2019 box, and Season 2 are the earlier sets. Season 2 specifically is sold as an expansion, Amazon B07Z7D443R, Season 2 board game expansion, right in the title. Bringing 6 more episodes and 10 more investigators, and CMON built it so it's heroes play with Season 1 missions too. So, if you own nothing, buy a standalone core. Fear of the Unknown is the easiest to find new and self-contained. Then bolt on seasons for more gods, heroes, and maps that all interlock. The honest caveat, player elimination reviewing Fear of the Unknown felt it leaned on series knowledge and added clutter, so I genuinely steer a brand new player to a core box first, master the madness, then expand once you're hungry for more Elder Ones to kill. The towering Azathoth and Frogbat Sathagua god miniatures painted to exhibition quality. Standalone versus expansion, read the box STNDLONE, playable alone, Fear of the Unknown core and the original Season 1 core. Expansion needs a core's base systems. Season 2, its Amazon listing literally says Season 2 board game expansion. When in doubt. The word expansion in the title is your tell. Cross-compatibility is the point. Season 2's 10 heroes can play missions from both Season 1 and Season 2. Elder Ones and episodes mix freely across sets. The collection grows into one big toy box of gods, heroes, and maps. How does it stack up against Eldritch Horror and Mansions of Madness? If you already own a Lovecraft game, you're rightly asking whether this one earns its shelf space, and the answer depends entirely on the night you want. Tabletop Bellhop drew the line perfectly. This is two-fisted pulp Cthulhu, not research and investigation Cthulhu. Eldritch Horror is the globetrotting strategic epic, 1 to 8 players sprawling a slow-burn campaign of mysteries and travel where your investigator choice ripples across hours. Mansions of Madness, second edition, is the app-driven, story-rich dungeon crawl, atmospheric, tactical, unfolding on the fly with less room for table-wide coordination. Death May Die is neither of those on purpose. It's the fast, loud, confrontational one. You set up in minutes, you finish in an evening, you teach it to anyone, and instead of solving the horror, you punch it. The trade-off is real and worth naming. There's less narrative mystery and less long-game strategy here than in the Fantasy Flight Giants. But if your table's idea of a great night is grabbing a fistful of dice, going gloriously insane, and gunning down a cosmic god before bedtime, nothing else on the shelf does it this cleanly. As Northern Dice landed it, this became their favorite Cthulhu-based game. Box cover art by Stefan Kapinski for C.M. Owen's Cthulhu Death May Die Fear of the Unknown. 3 Lovecraft co-ops, 3 nights Eldritch Horror equals epic strategic world saver, 1 to 8 players long. Mansions of Madness 2E equals app-driven atmospheric crawl, tactical story first. Death May Die equals fast pulp boss slayer, teach in 10, finish in an evening, hit the god, pick by the night you want, not the best label. So is it worth it and who is it for? Here's where I land after listening to every voice in the room. The critics who love it really love it. 5 out of 5 from Mono Worm and Nerdly's Hands On, 4 out of 5 from Nerdly's Overall Verdict, and the recurring refrain that the sanity system is truly one of the best board game mechanisms devised. The skeptics are honest too, player elimination, deep into Season 3 fatigue, shrugged that none of us need another season, and everyone agrees the multi-box line gets cluttered and the dice can wreck a run. Both things are true, and that's the useful part. This is not the game for the table that wants a deep narrative campaign or airtight strategic control. It is the game for the table that wants a gorgeous, high-energy, genuinely tense cooperative you can pull off the shelf, teach in 10 minutes, and resolve in one glorious evening of throwing dice at a god's face. It's worth it if fist-fighting Azathoth with my friends makes you grin, and if that sentence did nothing for you, buy Eldritch Horror instead with my blessing. For everyone still grinning, yes, by the core, lose your mind on purpose, kill the god. The critical scorecard Mono Worm 5-5, Nerdly 4-5 delivers on almost every front. Recurring praise, miniatures, the sanity mechanic, fast teach. Recurring gripes, multi-box clutter, dice swing, crowded tiles. A loved game with eyes open caveats. Final verdict. Cthulhu Death May Die is the rare Lovecraft cooperative that trades reverence for adrenaline and absolutely earns it. The inverted sanity mechanic, lose your mind, gain your power, but not too much, is one of the smartest risk-reward dials in the hobby. The minis are CMON at full flex, and the whole thing teaches in 10 minutes and resolves in one glorious evening of throwing dice at a god's face. It isn't flawless, the multi-box line sprawls, dice variants can wreck a run, and the chunky sculpts crowd busy tiles. And it is decidedly not the game for a table craving deep narrative or airtight strategy, that's Eldritch Horror or Mansions of Madness. But if Fistfight Azathoth with my friends tonight makes you grin, start with the Fear of the Unknown core Amazon B0C18YL722, go a little mad on purpose and kill the god. Critics land it between 4 and 5 stars, so do I a clear, enthusiastic recommendation for the right table. Frequently asked questions, what is Cthulhu? Death May Die, a 1-to-5 player cooperative dice combat board game from CMON. Designed by Eric M. Lang and Rob Daviau, you play 1920s investigators who complete a cult's ritual to summon an elder one into our world weakened, then kill it. Games run about 90 to 120 minutes, ages 14 plus. Why do you go insane in the game? Each investigator has a sanity track that only goes down and can't be healed. Crossing insanity thresholds is a benefit, it levels up your skills, granting extra dice and powerful abilities. The catch, reaching the end of the track, the skull kills your investigator. You want to go a little mad for power, but not too far. How does an episode play out? You pair an episode, map plus ritual plus rules, with an elder one, the boss. On your turn, you take a few actions and roll dice to fight. First, you disrupt the ritual by hitting objectives on the map. Then the elder one is summoned to the board, and every turn becomes a fight for survival until you defeat its final stage. How do you win and how do you lose? You win by defeating the Elder One's final stage. You lose if any investigator reaches maximum insanity and dies before the ritual is disrupted, which causes the whole team to lose. Manage the insanity track carefully across the group. Is Fear of the Unknown standalone or do I need another box? It's standalone, a complete game in one box, effectively Season 3 with 10 investigators, 6 episodes, and 2 great old ones. You don't need any other purchase to play. It's the easiest modern starting point. Is Season 2 standalone? Number Season 2 is sold as an expansion. Its Amazon listing is titled Season 2 Board Game Expansion. It adds 6 episodes and 10 investigators that combine with a core box, but it isn't a complete game on its own. How do the cores and seasons combine? The line is fully modular. Any episode can be paired with any Elder One you own, and heroes mix across sets. Season 2's investigators play with Season 1 missions, for example. Start with a standalone core, then add seasons for more gods, heroes, and maps that all interlock. How many players and does it work solo? 1 to 5 players, and it scales without separate rules. Mythos card timing adjusts to player count, so solo and 5-player games are tuned to be equally challenging. It's well regarded as a solo experience. How long does a game take and how hard is it to learn? About 90 to 120 minutes per game. The rules are surprisingly straightforward, with scenario-specific exceptions printed right on the cards, so most groups can teach it in roughly 10 minutes. Setup and teardown are lighter than Arkham Horror. What's the best strategy to win my first hunt? Move with urgency to disrupt the ritual objectives fast. The Mythos deck is a ticking clock. Cross your early insanity thresholds on purpose to bank dice and abilities. Build a party with mixed rolls and focus fire, and save your skill-granted rerolls and bonus dice for the swings that matter, key objectives and boss stages, not trash mobs. Don't let a near-skull teammate take fatal risks before the ritual is broken. How does it compare to Eldritch Horror or Mansions of Madness? Death May Die is two-fisted pulp Cthulhu, not research and investigation Cthulhu. Eldritch Horror is a long, strategic, world-spanning cooperative. Mansions of Madness 2E is an app-driven, atmospheric crawl. Death May Die is the fast, confrontational one, teach in minutes, finish in an evening, and punch the god instead of solving the mystery. Is it worth buying? If you want a gorgeous, high-energy, tense cooperative you can teach fast and finish in one evening, yes. Critics range from 4.5 to 5.5 and praise the sanity mechanic and miniatures. The honest caveats are that the multi-box line gets cluttered, dice variants can sink a run, and chunky minis crowd tiles. It's not the pick for a deep narrative campaign, but it's the best kill a cosmic god with friends tonight game on the shelf.